Patient's name is William Fink, 7653-1128, the Harrison, AL, CC, 90-day note, HPI, 71-year-old gentleman with advanced Parkinson's disease, seen in room, period. When I initially came in, patient was standing in the bathroom, shaving himself without any apparent difficulty. Later when I saw him, teased him about the fact that he shaved what he could see, but there were chin whiskers that he didn't get to, period. Patient was alert and interactive. His focus when we were speaking was on his medications, concerned that he wasn't getting his medications as prescribed, period. Previously, patient self-administered his medications, which led to not taking them appropriately and having side effects, period. He had an appointment with Dr. K. About 3 months ago, and his medications were adjusted to decrease the Rytary from the amount that he was taking as he was self-administering that medication, period. Well, he has done better since Dr. K has insisted that his medications be administered by the facility, and he then adjusted them, period. Patient was okay with that. He states that he feels fine, but still believes that he was doing his medications properly, period. Overall, patient states that he sleeps relatively good, acknowledges that he occasionally has nights where he tosses and turns, and I reassured him that unfortunately that is not uncommon in Parkinson's patients due to the medications, period. His appetite is good. He shows up for most meals in the dining room. No difficulty chewing or swallowing, period. Patient is compliant with taking his medications. He has a walker that he gets around with and has not had a fall in the last at least month, period. Feels good, and family seems much more relaxed, period. Tonight, his son came and had dinner with him, and he was a very pleasant young man. He is a systems engineer and works for Tinker, period. Patient diagnoses: advanced Parkinson's disease, gait instability with falls, requires a walker. OAB, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic constipation, night terrors, treated effectively with Nuplazid, intermittent hallucinations. Diet is regular with cut meat and gravy on side. Code status is DNR. Allergies are NKDA. Vital signs 142 over 80, 77, 98.1, 17, and 187 pounds. General, patient is alert and interactive. His focus is on medications, and he is able to give some information. Musculoskeletal, he was weight-bearing during his shaving and appeared steady and upright. His hand was also steady enough to shave without harming himself. He has no lower extremity edema and fair muscle mass and motor strength. Skin is warm, dry, intact with good turgor. Respiratory and normal effort and rate. Lung fields are clear, decreased by basilar breath sound secondary to effort. And cardiac, he has an occasional irregular beat without murmur, rubber, gallop. PMI non-displaced. And psychiatric, he was pleasant and cooperative, anxious to get to what he wanted to, which was his medications, insisting that they were not being given by staff as prescribed. And I did clarify with him that they would continue to be administered by facility staff, period. And then next is general care. Patient was recently seen by Dr. K, who made the adjustments in his medications as noted in current administration of meds. He has a follow-up appointment with Dr. K in February of 2025 period. He is excited. That is actually a fairly decent wait time between his most recent appointment period. Let me, on the follow-up that I mentioned with Dr. K, it is actually Wednesday, February 19th at 1 p.m. And the next is hypertension, review of BPs, indicate good control. Next is hyperlipidemia. A lipid profile was done let's see 8/2024 that showed really great control, and Lipitor was decreased to 20 milligrams from 40 milligrams QD period. And next is weight. Patient has slowly gained weight throughout his stay here, but he goes through periods where he's able to get around safely, and he takes advantage of it being active, and then other times where he just chooses to sit around. His weight in August of this year was 172.2. That gives him an approximately 15-pound weight gain in 3 months period. I did talk to him about this, and simply that he would be able to get around with less to haul, period. 99350 and direct family contact, 10 minutes.